It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, it's time for Studio 435, our Monday night performance series featuring some of the best Chicago has to offer. Tonight's a treat. The rock, R&B, and soul outfit, The Congregation, are here in studio. The eight-piece band is going to be at Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin, this Saturday night. They're also going to be at the Untitled. It's not an Untitled show. That's the name of the bar. Untitled on July 8th. Their latest album is called Record Collection, and they are in studio tonight. Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, Paul Pinkham, Steve Schuster, Dan Wendt, Nick Natoli, Justin Amolsch, and Eric Eisenman. Did I get everybody? All right, good. They are here with the title track from their album, live in Studio 435. It's The Congregation with Record Collection. Take it away.
You only love me for my record collection. Say you never fail. A deeper connection. Nothing gets you going like my motel stands. Without the record spinning, would you like it like that? Records and you wanna get down. You only love me for my record collection. So just stay a while and have some fun with no mention. Danced with tonight. Yeah, the girls are way too dirty and I'm not satisfied. I had to leave and leave my records behind.
Studio 435, it's The Congregation with the track Record Collection. It's their title track off their latest album, which is called Record Collection. Gina Bloom is on vocals, Charlie Wayne on guitar, Paul Pinkham on the keys, Steve Schuster on bass, Dan Wendt on drums, Nick Natoli on trombone, Justin Amulsch on trumpet, and Eric Eisenman on saxophone. They're going to be playing Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin this Saturday night. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with you guys, and we'll hear some more music here on Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, in studio with me tonight, Studio 435, is the Congregation. Just heard them live in studio with the title track Record Collection and their latest album. Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, and Eric Eisenman are up on the microphones right now. Guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for performing. We appreciate it. Thanks for being here on WGN.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about the origins of the band. I mean, you guys have been around for, I would say, about a decade now, little give or take?
A little, slightly less than a decade, but getting there. I think we first got together in 2009. It was kind of random. We met at a bar.
It's all good relationships. Again.
I was going to say there's eight of you, and you're like, God, I wish I knew a trombone player. And you're like, oh, I'm right here. Oh, my God, if we had a drummer, oh, right here.
The trombone player actually came a little bit later, but it actually, at the time, Charlie, our guitar player, Dan, our drummer, they were playing in a country band together, and I was...
Sawbuck.
Shout out to Sawbuck. I was singing and playing drums in a random cover band. We rehearsed at the same rehearsal space, and they put on a showcase of bands that rehearsed there. So we ended up, our bands randomly got put on the same gig together, and Charlie and Dan had been talking about putting together a soul band and were looking for a singer, and they happened to walk into a bar and find one that night.
Charlie, let me ask you, what was your, I mean, you're playing in a country band. What was your sort of attraction to soul music?
Well, yeah, so Dan, our drummer, our bass player at the time, Joe, and I had been talking for a while about doing a soul thing. You know, we were really into, especially like the Stax era, the late 60s Stax era stuff. But we kind of thought it was an impossible task. We're never going to find a singer, and you need the right singer to do that sort of band. You can't just throw anyone up there. And then during sound check, Gina's behind the drum kit, you know, she's singing Heard It Through the Grapevine. And like, we just look at each other and like, well, there, that's our problem solved. And we kind of drew straws, and I got short or long depending on how you look at it. So I had to go ask Gina if she wanted to do this. I worked up courage, and at the end of the night, I think it was bar time, and asked her if she wanted to, you know, come play with a Stax era soul band,
and she's she like did. She's like, terrible game, dude.
Yeah. I don't have
heard
any,
that line a million times.
I'm not smooth.
No,
you know,
no, no, no. You know, beyond when you say that kind of music, you need the perfect singer, and you know, talk about bringing the band together, because it's an eight piece. I mean, you're talking about horns, and there's a lot of parts. There's keys. There's a lot of parts of this band that really seem intricate. Like, they have to be together to be this kind of band. Is it more than just the vocals?
Oh yeah. I mean, there are lots of great singers who are in bands that can't make them sound great. So I mean, like I keep mentioning the Stax band. I mean, that's this house band that played together, you know, in countless records, hundreds and hundreds of records over the course of, you know, less than a decade. And they made every singer that walked in that studio sound awesome. And they were awesome singers, but those same singers and other studios playing with different people never sounded that good. You know, I mean, we would probably not know Otis Redding's name right now if it weren't for
the band,
for what that band was able to do with them.
So anyway, drawing that back to like how our band came together, like at the beginning, we had drums, bass, guitar, and me, and actually we played together for I think like 3 or 4 months before we finally got a trombone player, Mr. Nick Natoli, who we found him on Craigslist. We kept posting ads for trying to find a horn section and keyboard players, and we got a lonely trombone player. It was the first guy that we got to come in and play with us, and he had a friend that played saxophone at the time. So we just had sax and trombone, and slowly the other pieces came together. And the original sax player, he departed, and we had another one. So, and then actually our original keyboard player, and who sadly Paul Pinkham, who's playing keys with us tonight, he's going to be moving away. this Saturday is actually going to be his last gig with us up in Madison at Chief the Lake. But our original keyboard player, Chuck Sansoni, who we actually also met randomly at a bar, he'll be coming back to join us. But yeah, it was kind of just funny. We were playing in playing at Reggie's, and our set at the time was like our second or third gig, and we were opening for live band karaoke. And after our band
that's
played,
how you know you've made it.
Yeah, after our band played, we tried to like take over the live band karaoke, and I asked if I could play a song, and they're like, we can't play because our keyboard player is not here. And this random guy came up to me and he was like, I know how to play it on keys.
I'm sure he didn't sound that creepy.
No, I like that.
And I was like, keys, oh, hey, man, keys. why don't you join our band? And he did.
Gina, you said you were playing in covers before. What was your attraction to soul music and this kind of music that you're playing here?
Well, I kind of like I grew up listening to all kinds of stuff, but like I always loved like bands with, you know, powerful, soulful singers. Like I loved Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding. And just like whatever I was listening to, I often listened to like, you know, classic rock and classic soul, and I would, you know, try and imitate Aretha or whoever. And, so it was, soul kind of speaks to my soul. I don't know, but,
well, let's bring Eric Eisman in, who's a saxophone player. Yeah, here we go. Eric, you know, I'm interested in, you know, this is almost like it's a prereq for a soul band to have a horn section.
Right.
For you specifically, I mean, were you attracted to soul music and playing this kind of music, or what was your upbringing in?
Yeah, I had started off playing in and around Chicago about a year and a half before I joined this band, and I was just playing with whoever would hire a 20-year-old sax player at the time, which was really just...
Who's doing that?
Anyone who is willing to sneak an underage person into a Chicago bar is pretty much...
But what kind of bands were looking for a saxophone player at that point?
There was a few cover bands, and actually I made a connection there with the original trumpet player in this band who got me a sub gig for the congregation. I remember he had given me the album the day before rehearsal. I learned the entire thing, wrote out the sax parts, came in, had it memorized, played it down with you guys. And then before I even played the show that I was supposed to be on, they said, hey, our old sax player is leaving. Do you want the job? So that was kind of cool for me and gratifying. But yeah, I mean, it was just a matter of being in the right place at the right time for me to come along. And then I worked my way up from just being the young kid who was scared to say anything to being the one who goes through and does a fair amount of the arrangements and things like that. So
well, let's continue the conversation. Let's take a quick break because I want to get a song in before the news. We'll come back here with the congregation. They're playing on Saturday night at Shake the Lake Festival in Madison. They're also going to be at Untitled on July 8th. Their latest album is called Record Collection. They're live in Studio 435. The congregation, stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in Studio 435, our Monday night performance series featuring some of the best Chicago has to offer. Tonight, The Congregation, the rock, R&B, and soul outfit. Their latest album called Record Collection. They're in studio tonight. Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, Paul Pinkham, Steve Schuster, Dan Wendt, Nick Natoli, Justin Amolsch, and Eric Eisenman. What are we going to hear here?
This is called They Will Fall.
They Will Fall. Yeah. All right, here's The Congregation live in studio.
They all
They will fall. They will fall. Maybe not today, and maybe not tomorrow. They will fall. They will fall sooner or later. There is no forever.
Go! Woo! Give it up for the congregation live at Studio 435. Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, Paul Pinkham, Steve Schuster, Dan Wendt, Nick Natoli, Justin Emulsion, Eric Eisenman, live in studio. The latest album's called Record Collection. They're going to be at Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin this Saturday, and also at Untitled on July 8th. We'll have more, one more track, and we'll also have a little bit more conversation with the congregation. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, Studio 435, the congregation here playing, performing live in our Allstate Showcase studio here and live on Michigan Avenue. The album is called Record Collection, and they're going to be playing Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin this Saturday. They're going to be in Untitled on July 8th. Gina Bloom, we've got the drummer now, Dan Wendt, is here, and Eric Eisenman on the microphones. All right, let's bring you in, Dan. You're one of the founders of the band. What drew you to soul music?
I was actually in college. I hosted a radio show, blues and jazz, and got into a little bit of R&B then and soul, and was always a big Otis Redding fan, and then kind of found out about Sam Cooke and other Stax stuff and was hooked. But Hooper and some of the people that we've played with over the years have really exposed me to a lot more stuff too. So, and then other bands that we play with that are also great.
Do you guys find yourself on sort of a soul R&B ticket when you guys play? Like if you're playing at a club, like you're playing at an Untitled and there's three or four bands, do they try to theme those nights?
So, one, at Untitled, it's just us. That's a long set where we'll play like two sets, but sometimes we try to mix it up when we can and get bands that aren't necessarily just like us on bills because it's more fun. Actually, the most recent show we did, which was kind of an odd one, but really fun for us because we definitely got to play with bands we haven't played with before. But a couple of Fridays ago, we did this show that was an adult prom. And it was with everybody else in the lineup was rock bands. So it was with Santa, Archie Powell and the Exports, The Kickback,
yeah,
and a group called Glam Camp, and we all played covers because it was a prom.
That's great. Yeah. Listeners that download will know both the Archie and the Kickback were both here on the show at one point. So
cool. In that show we can all thank Eric Eisenman sitting to my right for having Careless Whisper by George Michael stuck in our heads for the past month and a half.
I had the good fortune of spending a lot of time writing out George Michael's Careless Whisper, Britney Spears' Toxic, and then an arrangement of No Diggity. Blackstreet did that song?
Yeah.
I spent way more time than I'm proud to admit arranging those in completely different styles, and that'll mess with your brain after a while.
Let me ask you about the sort of soul scene here in Chicago. I mean, Chicago plays a huge role. First off, are you guys aware of the sort of soul music mecca that Chicago was, even beyond Motown with Curtis Mayfield and all the other bands that were coming up here in the 50s and 60s? Are you aware of that lineage being a soul band? And then secondly, where is the soul sort of scene? Where are bands like The Congregation sort of congregating in Chicago?
I'll take the first one. We're definitely aware of the history of Chicago and the, you know, the talent that's been through this city. And then I'll let you take the next question.
So as far as the soul scene, I think there's not like a certain club that's like the mecca of where you play. We play the typical rock clubs that any kind of band plays here. We did our record release at The Hideout. We play out in Berwyn near where we rehearse at Fitzgerald's a lot and just all over the city. But as far as the scene, I actually think there's a great, new soul scene, I guess, in Chicago. Last weekend, I actually had the opportunity to work with a bunch of different soul musicians, and we were actually celebrating some of, like, the older soul scene in Chicago. Myself and J.C. Brooks of J.C. Brooks and Upside Town, the band Right Now, they actually put the show on, so they did a tribute to Otis Clay. The Right Now was the backing band, and they had myself, J.C. Brooks, Steph, their singer, Ava Fain, who sings with Bumpus.
Yeah.
They had a guy named Bashiri he's from St. Louis, I think, and a couple other singers. And we all took on songs from Otis Clay's catalog, and it was a lot of fun, like having a bunch of great singers in one room playing great music. And since I've been been in the congregation for a long time, I've had the opportunity to do stuff like that, singing with collaborating with other musicians, which is a lot of fun.
How do you collaborate within the band? I mean, when you guys are creating a record like Record Collection, what's the process like when you have such a big ensemble, when there's eight people and you're collaborating, is do you bring this, does one person bring the songs and do you all work them out together? How does it work from the song process?
I think we're still kind of trying to figure that out to some extent. It's been 6 years.
Well, usually the process is, so we have we're fortunate to have a few different songwriters in the band. Charlie being number one, I would say, in terms of musical composition, but also lyrics. And then Dan Wendt also is one of our songwriters who has done a lot of the songwriting, and our former and returning keyboard player Chuck Sansoni also has done a lot of the songwriting. But the process usually goes with whoever starts out the song will record some kind of demo, which I love getting. I love getting both Charlie and Dan's demos, but Charlie's especially, because he'll record something on his acoustic guitar. It's always his acoustic guitar, and it's him singing. And when he's singing, it's kind of angsty, and you know, the songs sound like country or punk or something, and I'll listen to them. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
We may start a Kickstarter to produce and release a full record of demos.
Yeah. But yeah. Charlie Wayne demos.
Somehow, like, once, like, he'll send us these songs. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. And then somehow, once we start workshopping it with the whole band, and, like, you know, we get actual more instruments on it, and
and Gina's voice,
yeah, right, changes
somehow.
Again.
Somehow they always come together, and like, there have been songs that he sent us, and there's one song actually on our album record collection called The Bottom, which we first sent out the demo. I think Dan and I both were like, we're not doing that song, like. What is that? And Charlie told us he cried writing it, and we were like, we don't care. But then
we cried listening to it.
But then we started working on it, and now it's one of my favorite songs on the album.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's absolutely one of the strongest songs we recorded for that process.
Well, the band is The Congregation. They're here at Studio 435. We'll take a quick break, and we'll hear another track. What are we going to hear when we come back?
We're going to hear Gonna Get You Back.
Gonna Get You Back. Live music here on Michigan Avenue, Studio 435, The Congregation. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio, Studio 435, our Monday night performance series featuring some of the best Chicago has to offer tonight. The Congregation, the rock, R&B, soul outfit. Their latest album called Record Collection. In studio, Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, Paul Pinkham, Steve Schuster, Dan Wendt, Nick Natoli, Justin Amulsch, and Eric Eisenman. What are we going to hear again? What's the name of the song?
This song is called Gonna Get You Back.
Gonna Get You Back. They're playing Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend, and also at Untitled on July 8th. Ladies and gentlemen, The Congregation.
Baby,
Live at Studio 435 here on Michigan Avenue. Wow, there you go. The congregation are playing at Shake the Lake Festival in Madison, Wisconsin this Saturday. They're going to be at Untitled here in Chicago on July 8th. Their latest album's called Record Collection. Gina Bloom, Charlie Wayne, Paul Pinkham, Steve Schuster, Dan Wendt, Nick Natoli, Justin Amulsch, and Eric Eisenman. Thank you all for being a part of Studio 435 and performing live as a congregation tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Take care.